It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks and our Kalispell representative, Courtney Sprunger.
Good morning.
Hi. Good
morning.
To see you.
So help us maybe come down from our level here on taxes a little bit. We're all freaking out.
That's right. The first thing I'd recommend is a week-long camping trip to help you relax. So the reason I wanted to be here today is to talk. I know that that is a significant concern. Many people have gotten their estimates in the mail from the Department of Revenue, which is mandated by law that they get an estimate. Now, the challenge with that is that estimate is based off the formula from the last two-year cycle. And the last two-year cycle was developed with a formula based on what the property revenues were at that time and the budget at that time. So what people are seeing right now is likely not accurate, and it's likely estimating quite high.
Well, that's good news, because ours is really high.
Oh, mine went up at least $1,000.
Yeah. Yep. You say, whoa. And so today, this afternoon, at the Hilton Garden Inn, the Department of Revenue's coming in to try to calm us down a little bit.
Well, I think information is power. Yeah. And from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn today, the Department of Revenue is going to be there to answer all your questions. And I know one of our local county commissioners is going to be there to speak on this is how we create the budget. And then this is how we try to equally divide it out with everybody, for instance.
Now, Randy had told me yesterday that he would be there the first hour to try to help out with that. But if you don't get there for the first hour, you won't hear Randy.
And that's correct. But fortunately for us, these are public servants who are close to the people and are always available to answer questions.
Yeah. And I talked with the finance director yesterday, too. And she said, we're tied to a statute. And right now we can go up 2.46%. That's all we can do.
Right. So most people look at it and they say, my gosh, my appraised value. Actually, if I were to go sell my home, let's all be honest, you probably could sell it for more. But the appraised value and then the taxable value is actually a percentage of that, which is kind of interesting. And I literally talked with the budget director for the state last night for about 30 minutes. And I said, I have a general understanding of this. Now map it out. And we were laughing saying, gosh, it's actually so complicated to explain.
Yeah. I was talking with him yesterday and I was like, geez, how do you keep your head from exploding?
I need you to start with crayons and building blocks. And we're going to work up from there. So, these are people that are well experienced. Yeah. So if you feel a little overwhelmed, that's normal. This seminar, I think, is going to be very helpful to breaking it down and getting your questions answered.
Well, it'll be the second week, I guess the second Monday in August when the Department of Revenue has their revenue figures to the counties. Once that happens, then they can finalize budgets.
That's right. And so keeping in mind, a lot of people think, hey, the property taxes, the state's just sucking up all the money. It's sort of an interesting property tax goes to the state for collection, but is redistributed out. A large bulk of that money is going to go to take care of your schools. And then it goes back to the cities and counties for them to provide those local services to you, like, plowing your roads and making sure those toilets flush, all the practical things, safety, fire, right? Really important.
But so it's not you darn legislators that did this to us.
Does that sound like I'm shifting the blame? the legislature certainly has the opportunity to look at how could we address things. There was a bill that I was really strongly backing. It was called Senate Bill 511. And as things go, sometimes really good ideas, not everybody agrees. But that was actually designed from the state legislature to try to cap some of this growth and to address some of the pain that we're all feeling without decimating our local city governments. Because as much as I think we all want lower taxes and I want lower taxes, and I think we can achieve that, we don't want to do it at the risk of people's safety and health.
Yeah, I talked with our county's finance director, Amy Dexter, yesterday, and Amy says, you know what? We're not even going to come close to the maximum mills that are allowed here in Flathead County. And she said that would be like an extra $1.7 million that will not be levied.
Right, which is a big part of the budget, right? And so people are like, well, what the heck is a mill? I was talking to somebody up at my campsite this last week, and I get these eyes were all knocking together while we were talking about this. And a mill, for somebody's edification, is basically 1/1,000th of the total budget, right? And they kind of break it out in all these little categories, and a mill goes to, there's a mill that used to go to the Economic Development Agency. I don't know if it does or not, but it certainly goes towards creating business and jobs. That's one that is an instance. And some of them we vote for. And once we've voted for and agreed on, those have to happen. But the county has a lot of flexibility around some of the other things. If they say, hey, our taxable values have all gone up, we have enough money in the coffers to run the business, to run the organization the way we need to, we can float. It's called floating the mills down. We can basically use less of our percentage points to help reduce the overall burden to taxpayer.
Now, another thing that comes into the whole thing is we have more homes and we have more buildings. We have more property being taxed now than last year or the year before that.
Right. So there's something called newly taxable, which plays into the formula as well and creates a different base. I'm not going to try to explain every piece of it. So there's more tax base that comes in. But keep in mind, the other challenge around that is, gosh, now we got to build infrastructure. Everybody, we all know that we need more housing, right?
Yeah.
There is a cost that comes with that. Ultimately, you build enough houses, you're going to need a new school. You're going to need fire departments to support that. So we are trying to grow in balance. And I think our city here in Kalispell is doing a great job of trying to approve and get units on the ground so people don't have to live in their mobile home or in their, you know, RVs, right?
Yeah.
We want to do that for fun, not out of necessity.
Okay, well, the thing that occurs to me is why the timing of property tax and the revenue information, isn't it kind of backwards? I've been told we've always done it that way.
You know, which is a great answer, right? Well, we've always done it that way, always do it that way. You know, I think watching this process, it's a really good question. I think the commissioners might be able to answer a little bit better. I'm guessing there's some local tax cycles and budgeting that aren't aligning exactly. I'm sure somebody had a good idea at one point that said, the Department of Revenue, and I do think it is good, needs to let people know, like, give you an idea so you're not getting just sticker shock in November right before Christmas, right? You want to have some time to plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That said, it's really scary when you get a bill that is absolutely the highest possible option for that estimate. It's really scary for people. I know I felt that way when I opened my tax bill.
Well, one of the things is our counties and our cities are on a fiscal year. And the Department of Revenue is working on a calendar year. So they're actually getting it to us early on their calendar.
Right. That, well, hey, government is so efficient. Maybe we are running into some problems, right? And I don't say that critically. I mean, the reality is you're running a huge, huge organization, and it is going to be challenging to get every element right. So I think that's why coming to the Department of Revenue's seminar today, if you can, would be ideal. If you can't, and you want more information or you want help, I would love for people to reach out to me. My number for your as your representative is 407-1151. Give me a call. I'll work on trying to get you more information.
Okay. Courtney, thanks for jumping in here this morning.
You betcha.
Right out of nowhere, here she is.
It's so good to be here.
From camping, from your campsite.
Yeah. I look like I've been camping all week. Thanks, guys.
She said she was pulling her horse trailer, a 40-foot horse trailer.
That's right. That's the beauty of Montana in the summer.
That's right. All right. Courtney, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah.